everyone. Uni Sarah here. I just wanted to let you guys know that we recorded this layover part 3 content coverage, and it ended up being over 2 hours. And so we decided to go ahead and break it up into 2 parts. So today we're going to have you listen to layover part 3, part 1. And then next week, we're going to post layover part 3, part 2. We know that we post really long episodes, but this seemed like a little bit too much. And so we're breaking into 2. So thank you guys for listening. As always, we hope you enjoy this first part, and then stay tuned next week for part 2. Here we go. Welcome to We Got No Jams.
It's your two favorite unis here, and we are shamelessly obsessing about BTS. I just followed your trend of lengthening everything out.
I know, I appreciate it. I'm your host, Uni Sarah. I forgot to say that.
Yes, and I am your host, Uni Jude. And hello, everyone.
Hello.
It's been so long since I've seen your face. We are so sorry.
Yes.
It's been a couple of Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, yeah. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays since we've spoken with you.
Yes. So we posted an episode last week, just to let y'all behind the curtain here. Well, actually, you heard it in the episode. I left it in there so you guys would hear it. We recorded that on October 9th.
Yep.
And we sat on it for 3 weeks. And we are very sorry. Between I was gone for two
sorry.
Weeks for work.
Yeah, my fault. And then,
no, was it? No. I was traveling for 2 weeks. I was in Utah and then Vegas. And then you had midterms coming up. And it just came down to neither of us had time to edit it. So we really do apologize. But I came back and we edited it and knocked it out. And bada bing, bada boom. There you go. Episode.
But yeah, that's what happened. But you know what, everyone? I have already registered for spring semester with you in mind. And yes. I have purposely carved out time that I don't have to worry about school.
Yeah.
I messed up this semester.
It's all right. We are just so thankful. You guys have really stuck through with us. We haven't had a dip in listenership, which is wild.
No.
That's wild to me. With how, like, honestly, since like June, we've really struggled to get episodes.
Yeah,
on time.
I know.
And y'all are really sticking with us and still giving
Thank
us
you.
So many sweet messages all the time. I'm just shocked. I'm always just very blown away, and it's just, it feels good. It feels good. You guys, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you.
But yes, we should have known, though. Army sticks by, you know. When an army finds something that they like, they stick by it.
Yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah. Well, it was fun for me, too, because, again, we sat on that episode for a while. It was, like, 3 weeks. I came back. I was super stressed. And not super stressed, but I don't know. I always feel very tired when I get back, especially from a long trip like that. And then I edited that episode, and it cheered me up. Like, I was editing, and it was, like, making me laugh. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh, this is such a good episode. Like, we're so funny. Like, felt better after having edited that episode after a couple weeks, and I think I messaged you. I was like, I get it. Like, I get it. Our listeners listen to us, you guys. Thank you. But but it was very nice. Like, it's very nice. Y'all are, yeah, very patient with us. We appreciate it. But how are you feeling
this
week?
Yes.
How are you feeling?
So tired. More exams. So many. And they always just, the week. So I'm tired. Schoolwork. I'm getting burnt out. But I'm almost near the finish line.
Yeah.
For this semester.
You have under 4 weeks left. You got this.
I know. I'm
fighting.
Trying. I'm so tired.
I know.
Fighting.
You'll definitely have, like, this roller coaster through your school. Like, each semester is its own challenge for sure. So I am excited. Your schedule does sound way better for next semester. So I'm looking forward to
that. I'm excited for next semester. I literally cannot wait. I got all afternoon classes, and so I don't have to fight for parking. Yes! That is, I spend so much time sitting in, I just sit in my car in the parking lot for more time than I'm actually at school. It's so annoying. So I would much rather not have to do that, and then school would be less of a problem for me. I feel like it wouldn't feel like such a time suck out of my day, because I'm just sitting there in my car like, I can't do anything. I don't want to go in there. I don't want to do anything.
Well, you're getting there. So, getting there.
Yes,
getting
I'm trucking along.
It's coming. Yep.
Yes. Kinda yes.
Recharge and reset for the new year. Can you believe that?
You know how it is. I know. It's insane. You know, it's crazy to think that, because I'm like, yeah, we're almost at the new year. But then I've had such a crazy year that it's like flown by.
Oh, so, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I didn't have a summer really or anything like that. So it just kind of is like, all gone. Mm-hmm. Next thing I knew, it was November. So how are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling pretty good. I have been back for a little bit now. So I'm like resettled in, good to go. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. I don't know. I really enjoy, we only had the one episode out in October, but October, November, December, like this last quarter, is definitely my favorite time of year. I love it. So I'm really, I have pumpkins on my fireplace. I'm just like here. I'm here for the holiday vibes. I don't know. I'm just kind of chilling. I'm not doing too much right now. I'm working. I restarted reading through A Court of Thorns. it's such a good series. I read it a long time ago, kind of before it exploded on TikTok. But because it's all over TikTok as of late, I am like, okay, I need to reread it. So now I'm like reading these books, and they're the type of books that you just have to read. You know what I mean? Like, in every single break I have in the day, I'm reading this book. That's kind of where I'm at right now. Rereading all of these, Sarah J. Maas, The Court of Court of Thorns and Roses, or whatever I think is the title of the series. Ooh. Highly recommend. But so does everybody else on TikTok, so you guys don't need me to tell you about it, but it is really good. It is really good. Speaking of holiday stuff, by the way, do you want to get into some podcast updates?
Let's do it.
It's been a while. Feels good. Podcast updates.
Let's kick off a good Q4 with a little podcast business.
That's right. So we have two holiday-related things coming up. First is, we mentioned it, like, one or two episodes ago, I don't know, that we wanted to do a tiny jam, like a jam sesh, like a meetup. We were doing book club, you know, through the year, but then not everyone was able to read the book, so we were trying to kind of figure out I'm not going to call you out.
It's all me.
I was not going to call you out at all, girl. I got your back. I wouldn't have said anything. I would not have said a word. you're so cute. Oh, my gosh.
I don't mind being the wrench. That was me. It was all me. It was because totally the only things I could bring to book club were boring textbooks.
No worries. Well, yeah, so that's okay. We pivot, we try new things. So we're doing a jam sesh, and we wanted to do a holiday tiny jam sesh. We've picked a date. We have selected a date, Sunday, December 17th. I don't know what time yet. We'll get back to you guys on the time, but mark your calendars. Sunday, December 17th. We're going to do a little holiday sesh. We've talked about, I'll probably bring some ideas to the meeting, but we usually keep it pretty casual, and usually it ends up just us watching a bunch of stuff on YouTube and I just share my screen. So I think it'd be fun. We've talked about watching all of, like, V's music videos for Layover. We've talked about a couple different things.
Yes. So, and some of the holiday videos.
Yeah.
And even doing maybe, like, a holiday-themed Would You Rather. Like, yes. With obviously BTS included. So stuff like that. It would be fun. Yeah. We can get, like, nice holiday, you know, jammies, whatever holiday you celebrate.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah.
That would just be a fun time to have, like, some eggnog or some hot cocoa or whatever your drink of preference. And just get together for an hour or so and hang out with other ARMY and just enjoy the holiday with each other over a Zoom hangout.
Yes.
So, or Discord hangout.
With that being said, we do want to have this on our Discord channel. Which does mean you have to be in our Discord channel. So I do apologize. I know that that sort of limits a little bit on who can join us, but we had our Zoom subscription. We're not renewing it because it's actually very expensive. We had a coupon last year because, you know, the girl loves to save and we clipped some coupons, but we don't have that. And it's actually really expensive to have like a Zoom like account that lasts longer than 45 minutes. So we're going to host this in Discord.
Yeah.
Because that's free and we can have, you know, hang out as long as we want. The other thing we're going to be doing in Discord for this holiday season as well is the very first We Got No Jams holiday gift exchange. I am so excited for this. So we're going to send out a sign-up sheet with some questions on it, and then we'll partner people up. It's going to be so fun. It's going to be BTS-themed, obviously, and it's just going to be... I'm excited because I used to participate in something similar in the Bangtan subreddit, and the sense of community that just comes out of it, because everybody shares what they got, and you get partnered with somebody that you never knew. I got a box from somebody from Germany 1 year, and we kind of kept in touch for a while. It was so fun. So I'm really looking forward to this. I hope it goes well, because it's our first time trying it. If it doesn't, hey, lessons learned, no problem. But I am actually very excited about it. Again, this is going to be through our Discord community, though. Hey, how do I get into the We Got No Jams Discord community, are you asking? You gotta be a Patreon. You gotta be on Patreon. You gotta be a We Got No Jams patron. But we do have a level that's like $3. It's like a $3 patron level, but that gets you access to the Discord community. So I'm very excited.
And it's
excited.
Fun in there, everyone. There's so much fun stuff and conversation going on in there all the time. So it is $3 a month worth it for Discord friends.
Yes. So last little thing I also wanted to do was we have a website. It's wegotnojamspodcast.com. And we will occasionally get someone that sends us a message through there. So there's a function on our website where you can send us a message. And Jessica reached out. Thank you so much, Jessica. So sweet. The super nice message letting us know. Listening to Layover Part 2, I just want to let you know, the creative director of Layover is Min Hee Jin from Adore. Also the creative director for NewJeans. Not to be confused with Adora, who sings background vocals for BTS. Because I definitely thought it was Adora who sings background vocals for BTS. I was like, look at her go. I'm so excited for her. She's producing. No. I thought I had heard V say Adora. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. But no. Thank you so much, Jessica, for letting us know. So the creative director was Min Hee Jin from Adore. So very cool. And just appreciate, Jessica was so sweet. Like, the way she sent us this message was just like, just so you know, like, I just wanted, you know.
It was a very sweet way to put it. Like, a kudos to Jessica because it did not have that like, Twitter, like, actually, you guys are wrong. Like, it did not have that tone at all.
It was like, our back on this. She was like, hey, girl.
She has our back.
Yes, and I love it.
Like, just because,
just let us know. It's so sweet, yeah. Because I also want to make sure we're giving, like, kudos to the right person, because I definitely had confused them. So it was so sweet. Anyway, just shout out to Jessica. Thank you for reaching out and letting us know. It was amazing. But y'all know what time it is. It is layover part 3. Slow dancing.
Another way we could be. Oh my gosh, this album. I don't know. This album is special. It's special. All the solo albums are very special in their own way, but this one is like a very special one. Like, you could even play this one with like grandma and papa in the room, you know? And like, they would not
not with my grandparents. I definitely played this whole album for game night at my parents' house. Because we usually pull
I'm sure they like, loved it.
Yeah, well, we usually play, if my mom picks, it's like 80s rock. If my sister picks, it's like 70s, like, you know, I don't know. I'm in a truck down, going down a dirt road, like, you know. And usually I'll put like jazz on, like the chill hip hop, you know, jazz, coffee shop, YouTube, whatever.
Lo-fi, yeah.
Yes, but because this is that, basically, I was like, Dad, will you please just search layover? Because I'm going to put that on for my pick. And they liked it. I mean, he sings English for the, you know, through most of it, and it's kind of already
what
they're used to listening to when I'm hanging out, so.
Well, and the instruments are so melodic, too, and so it's like, you just can't help but fall into the songs, and like, this is something that I feel like is very time, like, you could play this for many generations, and they wouldn't really know when this came from, you know. I don't think, if you played this for like an older generation person, I don't think they'd be able to be like, this is definitely an album from 2023, you know what I mean?
Yeah, agreed. It's lovely. Timeless.
It's timeless. So good. Timeless. Oh, so cute.
Yeah. But what we wanted to cover today, we covered last episode everything that had been on Bangtan TV at the time we recorded. There has since been other stuff. The Vicnic. Oh my gosh. We're not going to cover it because we've already, like, we've moved past Bangtan TV for V content. But please go check it out. It was so good. But what we want to cover today is the stuff that was not on Bangtan, which does include some other live performances he had done, like Mnet and Inkigayo and stuff like that. And then also some things he had done on, like, Spotify, things like that. So we're going to get into that today. And we are going to kick it off with the live performances on, starting with Mnet. Oh, my gosh. You guys.
Yes. You guys. Mnet. This, he looks so, this is so good in these ones. I love the outfit in this.
Yeah, agreed. The outfit was amazing. Yeontan debuts.
Yeontan. Oh my gosh, you have no idea. When we, because we're going to also cover the fan cam of Yeontan. And I took a video. I took a video of it because my best friend, Stephanie, she loves dogs. And so I took a little video of it while I was watching it. And I sent it to Stephanie like, this is the content I have to watch today.
Like, it is a real hardship. I just want you to know.
I just want you to know, like, this is the content that I have to watch today to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah. It's a real hard life that I'm living now. Thanks. I just needed someone to know.
Exactly.
But yes, so yeah, he was on Mnet. He performed Slow Dancing and also Love Me Again. We want to start off with Slow Dancing, though, because, again, Yeontan debuts. Basically, stage for this was really cool. I really liked the way it was set up, where the back of the stage is where you kind of first see V and Yeontan. So they're standing back there. Well, V is kind of crouched down, like, you know, like, looking at Yeontan. And then the stage extends out through the center of the room. On all sides of the room that we can see, the walls are just these huge screens. And then there's fans, you know, army on the walls, like on each wall. But then also two sections of floor that has army in it as well. Mm-hmm. So it was a really cool setup. And the screens that kind of surrounded the room had you know, the ocean and, like, kind of similar imagery to what, you know, he has for, from the music video.
So it's the video, good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned this outfit, boyfriend vibes, for sure.
I know. I was dead over it. It's, like, these baggy jeans that have, like, two holes in the knee area.
Baggy.
And then
baggy,
a gray cut-off. So baggy. They're so baggy. I love them. And
they're very good.
This gray cutoff tank top. It's a diesel tank top. And it's got, like, little holes worn through it. Oh, and a baseball hat. So cute. This is so cute. I want to rip this off so bad.
I know.
Yeah.
Next year, we didn't get to do a Halloween video this year. But next year, we're going to have to do a Halloween video. And I want to pick, I want us to dress up. Like a
man. Oh my god, something. I'll be this V if you be Golden Jungkook.
Oh my, no, I can't.
We'll get you one of those nylon shirts, and then we can, like, do the airbrushing of it, you know?
Actually, where,
like,
when you have abs. That I can do. Yeah, that I can definitely do.
Funny. Get, like, a muscle with, like, a white suit. Under it. And, like, that would be so funny.
Yes, I love this. Okay, done. Done. This is gonna be great.
That would be so funny.
That would be hilarious. Yeah, just the chains and, like, the blazer. Oh, done.
Yes.
Done. Y'all have to remind us. We won't remember this by this time next year, but y'all let us know.
No, we won't.
You let us know. Be like, hey, you girls said for Halloween you're going to do this. Okay, thanks.
You're going to do it, and we're expecting you to pull this off.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, yeah. So he's looking so nice. And then... basically, the performance is, you know, him and Yun Tan, like, slow walk up the stage. You know, we get, like, a really cute little just wiggly butt situation from Yun Tan.
He's, like, he's so cute, wiggles. Just staring around.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, confused and concerned and not sure what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. But V keeps walking. Eventually, the dancers join him. And I'm assuming someone at the back of the stage sort of prompts Yun Tan to go back as well.
Yeah.
So he kind of disappears. Yeah. So eventually he disappears from the stage and V's, you know, dancing with his background dancers and, you know, doing all the, I don't know. It's the same choreo every time. So, you know, he's just, like, you know, vibing, hanging out. And then...
So, on this part, though, I just want to say, like, the freestyle dance part, you know, how, like... they kind of do, like, a flaily arm kind of dance when they're doing, like, the freestyle part. So I was watching this, and Mike came in right at that moment. And when he saw what was on the screen, and he's not, like, a dancer. He does not dance. Like, he doesn't even jokingly dance. But he's, like, started jokingly, like, flailing his arms and, like, wiggling his hips. And I think he thought that I was just going to, like, laugh at him. But my response was, babe, you're dancing.
You're so good.
I was like, that was a good dance. He's laughing at me.
Look at your hips. Good job.
I was like, you never dance.
That is the most... that is adorable.
That's so
funny.
That
is so adorable.
That's something Nate would do
for sure, too. Like, if you saw that on screen, he would do
it. I know, right?
That's what I like about the choreo, though. It's, like, so user-friendly. You know what I mean? Like,
it
you don't
is.
Have to be a dancer. Like, where is the dance challenge for this song? Let's go, people.
For
Let's
real.
Go.
We need to do this one.
This is for us.
This is the millennial-friendly K-pop dance challenge.
Exactly. Just, like, swinging arms and vibing. Let's go. I got this.
Yeah, and elbows. Just, like, bouncing around.
Yeah,
and, like,
shoulders. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pointing to the sky. You know, we love that.
We love it. Oh my goodness. Next time we're together and we're drinking too much, we'll throw it on our TikTok. I have, like,
we
one
totally
video
need
on our
to.
TikTok.
Yes, absolutely.
Gotta, yeah,
absolutely.
We'll throw that on there. Oh my gosh, it's so funny. But anyway, that's kind of it. I think my only other note on this is, like, right towards the end of this performance, he, through most of it, doesn't look at the camera, but right at the end, bam, straight into the camera. So I wasn't prepared for it because he hadn't the whole time. And then I was, like, blasted with the eye contact. I was like, okay. Yep. And then at the very end, he takes his hat off and he kind of fluffs his hair.
I know,
fans
fluffs
go nuts.
Hair.
They're, like, screaming.
So
good.
So good. I was dying over that. And then They have a specific fan cam for Yontan during this performance. I loved it. It's so freaking cute. They just have a little camera just focusing only on him and his little butt waddles. Just and his little, his little paws. Shucks, those paws, I just want to nom 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 nom. Like, I want to eat them. They're so cute and little. They look like little biscuits. They're so cute.
He's such a cute dog.
When he looks straight into the camera at one point and it's like straight on to his nose, it looks like a fake nose. Like, it's like a stuffed animal dog's nose. It is perfectly black. It is so cute. I just boop. That's all. I can't help it.
I want to boop it.
I want to boop that nose.
I know. Yeah. This video is very quick.
But yeah.
It's, you know, a couple minutes. But it does start. It, like, opens up, and it's before the actual performance. It was, like, during a rehearsal, and V is, like, talking to the crowd about Yontan. It's not translated, so I don't know what he says, but...
Yeah.
They're just doing a lot of, like ARMY is, as V is talking to them. So I'm sure he's like, I don't know, just being adorable. And then, the performance kicks off, and then we're just following him through the performance, and it's just so cute. So cute. Yeah. And then they did also post another version of this performance, the freestyle dance version. Which is them just playing slow dancing. Like, they're just playing it. And V and all of his dancers are just kind of sitting in a ring in the middle of, like, the extension of the stage. And they're just taking turns. Just freestyle dancing in the middle.
Just
and they're,
dancing.
Like, tapping each other and, like, oh, now you're in the middle. Oh,
pointing at each other like, your turn.
Yeah.
And then I felt so bad because then V gets in the middle and the whole crowd's like, Kim Tae Young. And then he gets out and another person gets in the middle and she's like.
I know. I also was like, oh, y'all, like, cheer for them too. They did a good job. But we do get a full body roll from V. It's like one of the last times that he was in the little middle of the circle. And I, again, wasn't ready for it. So just be prepared. You guys haven't watched
this. He is one of those silent ones, you know? He's like a silent assassin. Like, you don't realize that he's coming for you until all of a sudden it's too late.
Yeah. But the thing is, he's so good at it. And he does do it. So I don't know why it shocks me every time. Don't know why. Like, every time it gets me. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, duh. Like, this is what he does. But
it's me.
Still but every
it's
time.
He's like, it's because every time afterwards, he's like, okay, I won't do it anymore.
Yeah, and then he does a little ta-ta face. And you're like, oh, you're so cute again.
Oh, look at him. Oh, you're so cute.
Direct eye contact.
Like, bam. Bam.
Oh, not right.
He's like the Emeril Lagasse of K-pop, you know? Bam! Flavor in your soul.
That's right. Bam! The other performance he did here at Mnet was Love Me Again. All right.
Oh my gosh, I can't get enough of this song and the outfit. This is another Halloween one. I would want to, like, do a double, you know? I don't want to, like, change out.
I'm vetoing. I'm making an executive decision as one half of this podcast. This is the outfit that you do have to do. If I'm doing bare-chested muscle Jungkook, then you absolutely have to do like guns
blonde,
out, sparkly
back. I don't have the jaw. I don't have the bone structure to pull this costume off.
I don't either for Jungkook. You know, I was very easily talked into it, so I needed to come.
Cooperate. Okay. This is the most serious cosplay we've ever planned.
This is serious business for sure. Because for this performance, V enters the stage, like, is lifted up from the stage in the red sparkly turtleneck tank top, pleather black jean or black
pants. I love
pants
this look.
Situation. So good.
Yeah.
The cool thing this stage was that they added vertical large screens on the stage itself as well. So we were seeing clips from the music videos and of him performing live there. And he had all of his background singers in, like, all dressed in black. So between all the reds and the blacks of the whole look of the stage, it was very cool. I really liked it.
Yeah, it very much recreated the feel of the music video.
Agreed. Yeah. And then my other note here is just that I just, again, was reminded, and so I want to remind you guys that this song is very sensual.
I know.
I was like listening to it and like watching him perform, and I'm just watching that voice like come out of his mouth, and we're getting a lot of good like pens on his very soft looking face, and I was really swept up into this performance. I was like, oh my gosh,
he got you again. Notes. He got you again.
I know. I was like, I have to take notes. You gotta calm down. But I also liked, the last thing I have for this one is on this video, the most viewed portion of this video is during the instrumental break where he's just standing there and kind of fidgeting and like smiling cutely while the fan chant kicks off.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the most viewed part of this video.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
So good. But then we're switching gears to Inkigayo, where he also performs slow dancing. The stage for this one, he's all in white. He's in like the hoodie, in like
sweats, yes,
like sweatpants, you know, white, all top to
the
bottom.
The holy hoodie, a white holy hoodie.
Something unholy.
So good. Taeyang's on stage in a holy hoodie.
Exactly. Y'all, we both just started doing that.
And his hoodie is holy. Yeah.
And he's taking down army. Oh my god, I'm sweating. Oh my gosh, this is so funny. Okay. So yes, he's in his holy white outfit here. And is inside a large box-shaped set that has a gate.
Yeah.
So it, like, the video kicks off, the gate is, like, lifting up. We see him. There's three screens, you know, on each side showing, like, ocean, like, we're under the water scenes. There's, like, a boat in the back there. And dancers come out to join him. So it's, again, same choreo, just kind of dancing around. During the second chorus, though, he does put the mic towards the crowd. And so Army sings, like, a good chunk of the second chorus. Very, very
That was so cool. That was so cool. It sounded like, so amazing.
Yes. It was so good. And then
it was just, like, a chorus of Army just, we could be
I know.
Slow dancing. It's so cute.
I know. It is adorable. And then he pulls up his hood during that dance break at the end of the song. And last note I have for this is towards the end of the video, I couldn't take my eyes off of, there was an Army bomb that had a crocheted, like, turtle on it. She was waving it around like crazy, and I loved it. And I, like, that was my last note on this video, was this Army bomb.
That's so cute. I love that.
Yeah, it's really good. And then the last performance-ish that we wanted to mention, he went on to The First Take. So this is a YouTube channel. You can go check it out. But this is him singing the song live. So it opens up. He walks up to the mic. He puts on some headphones. He does, like, a quick, test. He's just like, hey. Okay, I'm ready. And then he sings the whole song live. He does slow dancing. So he sings that live. He's wearing
another holy sweater.
Yes. I will never look at. Yeah. His sweater is the same. It's so funny. Every time that song's in me in my head now. But yeah, he's wearing, like, a cream-colored sweater. He has some gold necklaces on. And he has those jeans that you like. Because he's got, like, a brown belt on. But they're slit down the sides. So you're just seeing side of his knee.
Yes, I know. I love them. The side of the knee and the side of the thigh. All you need is just a little peek.
Yes. And they're also giving us a lot of good zooms up to his face. So whoever did the camera work on this thing, thank you.
And the sweater is like the neck of it is a little loose. So it's, you can kind of see the collarbones in here. There's like a necklace that is just perfectly drawing your eye there as he's singing.
It's not our fault.
It's just like, it just like rests gently in between like the two little balls of the collarbone. And it's just like, yeah, it's just dangling there, bouncing off of it so gently. So you can't, your eye just keeps going back to it.
I know. I can relate to this because for me, it's usually a belt. It's usually a belt that is drawing my eye. So I can relate to you on this. But I will just say, like, regardless, I mean, he looks like an angel here. I mean, soft lighting, he, like, looks amazing. But also is singing this live, and it just sounds exactly like the recording. It is wild.
So good.
His voice is amazing. Just so good.
Seriously, it's so good. I can't get over how good his voice sounds, especially not just on the album, and not that I don't think that he had a good voice before, because we've always said that his vocals were really underrated, I felt like, in BTS. And this is showcasing the difference of his vocal styles, not only on the album, but that he can sing it live, and it sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
It sounds so good. That is so hard to replicate.
Yeah.
You know, usually a recording is like the best take that they have. So to replicate it every time perfectly is such a accomplishment.
Yeah. Well, I think it's nice that the song just suits his voice so well. I mean, it's perfectly in his tone. I mean, it's just it feels comfortable for him to sing it, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But also, just in general, the vocal line for BTS, I mean, all four of them, they have spoken about it as well. Like, their ability to perform live has been honed over a decade of just really hard work. Mm-hmm. And they all sound amazing. Yeah. You know, every time we he see any of the four, like, sing live, I mean, they always just sound so, so good.
So good.
While doing crazy choreo. I mean, that's what they've been doing for a decade. So the fact that he's, like, even just going standing back to there Jin, singing, this you is know? Like a walk in the park.
Right. For real. Like, even going back to Jin at the beginning of this year when he ran out to that stage with Coldplay and, like, belted out. You know, like, they've always had really spot-on vocals. So it's nice to see it shine on its own.
Yeah. Yep. So this was a great video. So now that we've covered all these performances, we're switching gears. Yep. We're heading towards content that he was on other channels or did things like on Spotify and things like that. So let's get into it. This a Lean On Me episode. So there's a YouTube channel. They do a number of videos called, you know, Lean On Me. And a lot of
Lean On Me when you're not strong.
And I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on. I like taking it everybody back to like elementary. You just call on me, brother. You need a hand. We all need somebody to lean.
Oh my god.
I just imagine our listeners like in their vehicles or whatever just singing along.
I hope so. Thank you for joining us, you guys. But yes, these videos, the premise around them is usually it's someone meeting a celebrity, right? So there was like a TXT one that I watched. I haven't watched a ton of them, but I've watched like one or two if they've like hopped onto my feed some way. But of course, this one we have to cover, as you mentioned. So V gets to meet an ARMY, and it opens up. The video opens up, and we get introduced to this ARMY first, which was wonderful. So we get to know a little bit background info on Kim Hyung. She's a sophomore majoring in military science, and she's really trying to pass this exam to become an officer, like a female officer in the military. And she's really struggling to pass this exam. And so her She's working really hard on it. Her confidence level is down, though, because she's failed it a couple times, and so she's a little bit down. She's worried about, like, being a burden on her parents, which she mentions, you know, a couple times throughout this episode. And we see, like, a great montage of her, like, in her uniform, doing, like, normal stuff, working out, which I was like, yes,
like stretching and like getting ready to run. And
like, she's like lifting. Yeah, I'm like, yes, get it, squat.
Yeah, doing like the row thing, the rower thing, and she's like, hoo, just getting it. Oh, yeah. She's so cute. Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
I know, and so
immediately so relatable.
I know. Yeah, she's just like so sweet. She's trying to accomplish this goal. She's just like struggling to meet it. And she applied for this show because the thought of V supporting and cheering for her dream makes her incredibly happy. So that's sort of the intro for us getting to know this army. Flip two, we're now in a cafe. So we're inside of a cafe and V walks in. And we learn that Kim Hae-young will soon be coming into the cafe, but she thinks she's still interviewing for the show. She thinks that she's made it to, like, sort of that final selection process.
So the final casting. In. Like,
exactly. But unbeknownst to her, she has been selected. V's hanging out in the cafe, and he will be meeting her today. And the... I loved the perspective we had on V, because she does walk in. So he's, like, he's placed on a table sort of around the corner. And so when she comes in... We're really kind of watching him a lot because he's, like, being all cheeky. He's, like,
and you can see him being so excited. He's, like, looking, like, is she here? Let me know when she's here. You better let me know when she's here. To, like, the guy across from him. And just, like, so you can see that he's nervous and excited for her to get there. Which is so cute.
I know.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And then even while she's there, so she does walk in. She's in her uniform. She's, you know, doing this fake interview with two of, like, the staff. And again, he's, like, looking over at her. He's like, oh, she didn't see me. Oh, my gosh. But then he realizes she's in uniform, and he starts to worry that she's hot. Like, it's hot for her to kind of stay in uniform. So he starts to sneak over, and he... walks over and sits down at the table right behind her. And as she's talking, you know, to the two employees, he says her name. And she she turns, looks, she looks back, sees who it is, like, turns away from him, stands up, and, like, leans across the
leans
table.
On,
like,
the table.
Right into the face of the staff members. And she's like,
what is happening?
What's going on? What's going on? And, like, the staff are laughing, and she, like, sits back down, and she, like, looks back over at him again, and he's like, stood up, and he's walking over, and he, like, sits at the table, and her head is just, like, on the table, her hands are over her face, she's just, like, in complete shock that V is here, and... It was so cute, and so they start, you know, chatting a little bit, and then he lets her know, like, hey, I know you're probably... hot, you know, in this uniform. I know you're wanting to, you know, they kind of start talking. So she leaves to change. So he's like, I know you're hot, like, please go change. And then she comes back out. She's just in, like, civilian clothes. And he starts complimenting her, which he does a few times during this sort of initial meetup. And I was watching it. I will say this whole video, by the end of this video, I was like, as the viewer, an army viewer, I just went on a date with V. Like, that is the perspective.
Yeah.
I, like, watched this whole thing. So as he was, like, saying these compliments, I was like, oh, I do look much younger without my uniform on. How did, thank you for noticing, you know what I mean? Like, full Delulu.
I know,
full
and Delulu. I also loved that after she had realized what had gone on, like, after V had come around and, like, she realized what happens, like, one of her first comments is, if I would have known that this was happening today, I would have put on more makeup.
I know. And she says it again, too, with, like, her outfit.
I know.
She's like, I didn't know. Like, I would have worn something more cute. And he was like, oh, no. Well, to let you know, I also tried to, like, look cool today. So he takes his jacket off. So he's, like, more casual with her as well, which I just thought was the most adorable
I know,
and, like,
it's so
sweetest
adorable
thing. Like, I also want to make you feel comfortable. Let's so get cute. Casual. And I was like, dead.
I know. Dead. I know. It is the cutest thing.
Yes. And then she compliments his hair color because it's this blonde, you know, for the promotions. And he kind of, like, looks all embarrassed. He's like, okay, you know, thank you. And then they start eating. So they're eating ramen, and he's just, like, taking big old slurps of these noodles. And she's, like,
oh, it's so just cute.
Staring at him. And she's like, you look like a hologram. Like, I seriously can't believe that you're here in front of me. Like, you don't look real. And he's just looking at her with his big old eyes, like, mouth full of noodles.
Mouth full of noodles. The way he looks up at her when she says that, like, surprise, like, huh? Like, yeah. She's like, you're like a hologram right now. And he's just like, excuse me? Like,
This looks like a hologram. And then he, like, apologizes for shattering the illusion because he's hungry and he just wants to, like, shove noodles in his mouth. Like, sorry, I've broken this illusion for you, but I'm here to eat noodles.
So funny.
And then they bicker about who should clean up the trays. And it's so funny. It's like, so, you know, like, they both stand up. You're younger than me, you know, I should take care of you. But she's like, no way, absolutely not. Like, you can't put my trash away. And so they're, like, bickering. And then he finally gets her to, like, let him take the trays. And then this is the other moment where he comes back from putting the trays into the little, like, trash thing. And he looks through the viewfinder of one of the cameras that's, like, pointed at the table. And he's like, you look so pretty on camera. And then he, like, does that ta-ta face, and then he, like, walks back to the table, and I was like, two things. One, died immediately. Like,
I know.
Thank you. I am pretty in this viewfinder. Two, it was giving me vibes of very early on BTS when they used to do those, like, dating videos, you know, like, they're pretending to hold your hand, and they were saying, like, all this cringy stuff
at the camera. Yes.
That was giving me that vibe of, like, him, like, complimenting, you know, his, like, army girlfriend, you know, I don't know, it just was so funny, like, this whole moment, I loved it so much. It, like, had me blushing, but also laughing because of how cringe it kind of was. Same,
I know.
Oh, so good. But then they talk about the arcade because in her application, she wrote what she would like to do if she were able to meet V. And she said she wants to go to an arcade. And he's like, oh, why'd you choose that? And she's like, do you like punching machines? And he just looks at her and he's like, I shouldn't say this, but I'm really good at it. And then he's like, they're like kind of, he's like, and I'm older than you, so shouldn't I get like more points when we start to play? And it's just very cute little back and forth. And she also had put that she wanted to take photos together. And so he's like, okay, yeah, absolutely. And so she's like, the very last thing that she says as they're getting up from the table to head to the arcade is that today's going to be a hard day.
I know. It was so funny. And also, too, the bickering back and forth over cleaning off the table was so funny to me. It was like, no, I'm older than you. You just stay put. No, I'm actually younger than you, so I should actually do this. No. Don't you move a muscle. No. Please allow me. Oh, yeah. I was just like, oh, my gosh.
This is early, like, dating vibes. We don't do this at this point. I've been with Nate.
This is also Korean culture vibes. Like, is it?
Yeah, but after a while, like, you're just in a relationship so long, like, he can take my trash, thank you, I love you.
Yeah,
you. I will, like, feed you later, you know? Like, you don't do this at a certain point, so I did, like, sing it, yeah.
If she would have just been like, okay, thank you, immediately, everybody would have been, like, rude.
That's true,
she should have protested at least 3 times.
That's right, she only protested twice, how dare she? That's right. You sent me that reel or something of someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, talking about how in Korea you have to, like, decline
at least it
twice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll pay.
I know.
I'll pay. Oh, no, I'm definitely going to pay. Oh, thank you. Like, you have
You have to decline it a little bit. Like, you have to try to get, no, please allow me. No, absolutely. I insist. No, please. I can't. Let me. No, I insist. Like, it's very much, if my mom tries to give me money, I have to do the same thing. Like, I have to decline it. If I just take it the first time, she's like, oh, you're so greedy. But if I decline it a couple times, like, she'll try to change up reasons why I should take it. Like,
I love it.
she'll even guilt me and be like, is it because it's not enough money? I'm like, oh.
No, now I see where it's going. I was trying to be nice.
Exactly.
But then, like, just give me the money.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny.
But yeah, so then they go to the arcade. And oh my gosh, I love these, like, these Asian-style arcades. They're so much fun. The claw machines are my favorite. The selection of stuffed animals is just chef's kiss.
Yep.
It is my favorite. I got my little platypus ducky thing in there. His name's Jungkook. And in one of those. Those are so much fun. And the games for days. So much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so they start with the claw machine, and then it becomes a little bit of a montage of just her getting demolished, essentially.
By V every time. Every and day. He's got the serious Run BTS face on.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole time he's competing with her, I was like, oh, no, no, no. I was like, V's got hotel floor Run BTS face on. Like, he's gonna kill her.
I know. Yeah. And then she keeps commenting, like, oh, you're really playing seriously. And he was like, yeah, I always am when competing.
He's like, I've learned that when someone challenges you, I take it genuinely. I always treat it genuinely if someone challenges me. Oh, my. Okay, John Wick.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, when he beats her at air hockey, this motorcycle racing game, the aforementioned
Street fight, Mortal Kombat fighting game.
Yes, beats her. The shooting game beats her. But at the shooting game, it was like a one that looked like, not like Time Cop, but rather almost like a fair kind of shooting
game. Yeah. Like a carnival game.
Carnival game, yep. So he does
like balloons
beat her
or something. Yeah.
But he wins them a keychain. So they each get a keychain out of that game, which I thought was so cute. And they
Can you
it to
imagine?
Their jeans.
I know. I was like, this is so cute. They hooked it to their jeans. But if it were me and V was like, look, I hooked mine to my jeans. You hook yours too. I'd be like, no, thank you. I'm putting it in a safe space so I don't risk it falling off or getting scratched or anything because this is going in my treasure trove of keepsakes of the best day of my entire life.
Yeah. This is going into my plexiglass box with my J-Hope chicken nugget. It's where this
for real.
Going. Never to
Granny, what's
open
this
again?
Slushy keychain? Just grandma gets a faraway look in her eyes.
Yeah. Back in my day, I had a magical date. And it was with, you won't even believe it, actually. You won't even believe it when I tell you. V from BTS.
Kids, gather round. Let Granny talk to you about a young man named Kim Tae-young. And the fabulous day we spent together.
Yeah, it's going to be like the lady from the Titanic. It's the old woman from the Titanic. They've come to her for information on like a, you know, a documentary that they're doing about BTS. You drop it over the end.
She just has a Slurpee keychain on the side. She's just like, oh.
Yep, exactly. It's time to let go.
It's all blinking on its way down.
I love it. The dramatics. It's so perfect. It's so perfect. Anyway, oh my gosh. Oh, she does win the last game that they play, though. So they play darts.
And she had never played it before.
Yeah. But she turns out to have
I love that. She's like, I've never played it before, but she killed it.
Yes,
yep, new skill.
Yes. So after that, they head to an instant photo booth. And she's putting ears on him.
That's so cute.
Same thing. One, died immediately. Two, was reminding me of all the fan meetings they used to do. Because fans would put the headbands on all the members all the time. Mm-hmm. There's so many clips of an army putting a headband on a member of BTS.
Yeah.
So I was like,
especially Jin.
Yeah. Yep. So cute. She's like putting ears on him. And then, of course, he's the posing champion of the universe. And so he's kind of walking them through the poses they should do for the photo.
It's so funny.
It was so funny. Like, obviously, yes. You take the lead position. I am a dummy. You put me where you think that best suit for this photo. Let's go. You got this. obviously he's
it was so cute too, because one of the poses he was like, let's move our faces close up to the camera, close together, and he like does his mouth to the side and does a kissy face, and she automatically goes to do it too and then realizes that it looks like they're kissing each other, so she quickly moves her mouth. It's so cute.
I know. It is. Oh, like, I can't. This is too much. Be respectful.
Oh, she's so cute. Yes. I know. And then the photos print out, and he's like, these are so sweet. He's like, I think I'm going to keep this in my house. And she's like, me too.
I know. It was really so precious. And it then was. The next thing we see also was so sweet to watch. And also, I would have been, like, in the same boat, where essentially the day's sort of done. They're in the car. They're heading back. V is like, oh, you seem so happy today. I'm so glad to see. And then she opens up, you know, about how this last year she was really going through a tough time, and she would listen to 0 o'clock all the time. She would cry and just listen to this song to kind of help her feel better. And he's like, yeah, I can relate, because, you know, in middle school, I didn't have very many friends. So they both essentially say they struggle to make friends, and he says that he used to think, like, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I make friends? But he came to feel that it's not, they're not bad. They're not, like, bad people. There's nothing wrong with them. But rather, it's about finding the ones that do end up becoming your friends and taking the time to find those that match your heart.
Yeah.
It was so sweet.
And so then, cute. And such good advice.
Yes. And then he's, like, thanking her for liking him and, you know, BTS, and says that she's being too hard on herself, and he doesn't want her to get sick and to only have good days, and he gives her, like, this fist bump.
Oh, it's so cute. And then she, like, looks out the window, and she's like, I feel so sad. I feel so sad. And he looks over, and he's like, to say goodbye. And she's like, yeah. And, oh. I felt her so hard, and I would be just as sad. I'd be like, I never want this day to end. Like, yeah. It sucks so bad. And so then they get out of the car, and she's like, I'll live my days thinking about this day.
And he gives her the biggest hug. This is, like,
it's so cute.
Full wrap around, her face is in his shoulder, like, full hug situation. Oh my gosh, it was so, so sweet. And then as they're, like, hugging,
it's like, it's over. You know, like, it's like, it starts to play the credits like it's over. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Like, we see, like, snapshots from the day. From the day,
yeah, exactly. And, like,
yeah.
Yeah. And the editors had, like, really kind words for her as well. Just, like, yeah. You got this, you know, thanks for being on the show, that kind of thing. And then
editors are like, me. After the show had this wrapped.
This would be me 100%. She's just on the curb. Me too. Full sobbing.
Just bawling, crying. I would be the same way. I would be the exact same way.
Yes. And then we see, we're kind of looking through the car, and we see V.
Yeah.
Out of, like, the back rear view, like, window. And he's, like, making his way over to her, and he gives her, like, one last really big hug and says she shouldn't be crying. Someone who has to defend their country shouldn't cry so lightly. Which is so funny to me. And they're both laughing. He's, like, trying to cheer her up.
Oh,
he's like,
so funny.
You can't cry this easily. You have to go defend our country. Like, get it together.
It's so funny. And she just immediately, like, stops bawling and starts laughing at his little joke. And he runs back up and gives her another huge hug and is, like, rubbing her back, like, it's gonna be okay. It's so cute. How sweet is that?
I know. This was such a good video.
He did not have to run back. You know, this is what's so sad. Us Yoongi biases, he would have been gone. He would not have cared. He would not have turned back.
Well, maybe. He came back when Jungkook, like, took over Sushita. He did come back
that's
to
true.
Check on Jungkook. So he,
that's true.
You know, he may not have
yeah,
done,
that's
like,
very
done,
true.
He would have brought her water is what would have happened. He would have taken the wet cap off and just shoved the water bottle into her hand.
That's true.
There.
But you know what? He would have said the same thing that V said, yeah. But he would have been serious about it.
true. Oh, it's so true. Oh, that is so funny. That is so funny. I'm dying. My cheeks hurt. Oh, gosh. Okay.
I know. That video was so cute. I love that video. It was adorable. It put a big smile on my face the whole time I was watching it.
I want a video like this with every member because I really want to see. Because this was him on a date with Army. You know what I mean? I want to see this for every member.
I know.
I want to go on dates with all of them.
Oh, my gosh. J-Hope. The J-Hope one would be insane. J-Hope with the filming production would be like, J-Hope, you have to let them leave. You're like, we're not done. I have so many other things to show them.
Yes. Oh, it would be a very well-planned date. I will say that. J-Hope would have an entire plan. It would be, he would have, like, the day, like a schedule potential. You know what I mean? Like he would have
the whole day.
It would be so fun and super high energy, but he would have like a really solid plan.
I know. And then Jin would keep pretending like he's going to run you away. Like, come on, let's ditch him. Like, but pretend, you know, like where production would know that they're pretending. But Jungkook would seriously try to dodge the camera crew.
Yeah. If I don't think I could handle, actually, in hindsight, I don't know if I can handle a Jungkook date video. I love Jungkook. He is my bias and I love him, but Jungkook can really
is doing something.
He can really flirt.
And right now,
I think, I don't think I can handle it at all. I can't. Nope, I can't. We gotta move on.
You would turn bright red as soon as you turned around, and if Jungkook was behind you, you would turn beet red.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Okay, we gotta move on. This is not Jungkook's video or episode. Okay,
I know. We'll get there. We've got like three episodes coming.
Must be real. Yeah, okay.